I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Solosis. All life on our planet is based on cells. The earliest form of life to appear, and the smallest still around today, is single cellular. A cell is a microscopic amorphous blob, containing the essential components to absorb some energy and replicate itself. The minimum requirements to qualify as alive. These single-celled organisms duplicated themselves for billions of years. Then, through some accident of fate, a cell grew another cell which stayed attached, and through the process of natural selection, advantageous combinations of cells proliferated, exploding into life as we know it. At least, that's the version I was taught decades ago. It's now believed the leap from single-cellular to multicellular life has actually occurred multiple different times on our planet. Solosis is a Pokémon based on a single-celled organism. While most real single-cellular organisms are so small as to be invisible to the naked eye, there are some forms of fungi or algae that can grow to a few centimeters wide, making them visible to humans. On top of that, the image of microbial life at a human scale is common in science fiction, from the amoeba-like rovers in The Prisoner and the tardigrade in Star Trek Discovery, to the many creatures encountered in shrunken escapades like Fantastic Voyage or Osmosis Jones. Solosis is around the size of a football, with a cute face-like nucleus suspended in green fluid and held in place by a spherical barrier. It's a psychic-type Pokémon, perhaps the ultimate example of physical muscles entropying in the wake of psychic capabilities. Pokémon Black tells us, "They drive away attackers by unleashing psychic power. They can use telepathy to talk with others." Many single-celled life forms can survive in environments completely inhospitable to other forms of life. Solosis reflects this too. Pokémon White tells us, "Because their bodies are enveloped in a special liquid, they can survive in any environment." The solo in the name Solosis refers to the solitary cell which makes up this Pokémon's body, while cis refers to mitosis, the process by which cells split. The Japanese name, Uniran, comes from the same process, with uni meaning one, and ran being the Japanese word for spawn. Before multicellular organisms existed, single-celled life forms only split to reproduce, with one mother cell forming two identical daughter cells. At level 32, Solosis seems to split a little, evolving into Duosion. Duosion is still a single Pokémon, though the slight groove on the head of Solosis has become a more pronounced split down the center. The nucleus, which was previously just a head, now resembles a very slight body. Pokémon Black tells us, "Since they have two divided brains, at times they suddenly try to take two different actions at once." And Pokémon White says, "When their brains, now divided in two, are thinking the same thoughts, these Pokémon exhibit their maximum power." The name Duosion, of course, combines duo, or two, with explosion, the process of these cells splitting apart. The Japanese name is Dublan, keeping the ran from Uniran, but combining it with double, as there are now at least two cells. At the start of this episode, we weren't just talking about the replicating of single-celled life forms, but the evolution of multicellular life. While it's cool for Solosis to split into Duosion, it's even cooler for it to reunite when, at level 40, it evolves into Reuniclus. Reuniclus has many smaller body parts, resembling joints, ears, and hands, suspended among its green membrane, making it look like an actual huggable animal, much more than the earlier two forms. Pokémon Black tells us, When Reuniclus shake hands, a network forms between their brains, increasing their psychic power. And Pokemon White says, these remarkably intelligent Pokemon fight by controlling arms that can grip with rock-crushing power. Reuniclus is not actually physically strong, but still a psychic Pokemon. It has exceptional special power, which was on display in the Pokemon White movie, Victinian Zekrom, and also in the video games. With high attack but low speed, it was able to have a strong presence on Trick Room teams. On top of that, exceptional HP, and the ability Magic Guard, which prevents any form of passive damage like weather, poisoning, or entry hazards from harming it, meant it could survive long enough to put in a performance even against faster monsters. Welcome back to Does Andy Remember Gen 5 Pokemon?
And if so, does he have any thoughts about them?
Solosis.
Solosis is a big sunny rock?
Nope.
No, it's not the big sunny rock.
Do you know what that one's called?
Soul Rock.
Yep. There's a clue about that one. It's got rock in it.
Look, okay, come on. It starts with soul, and yeah. Anyone who speaks language knows that soul means sun. Much like Sol Campbell is a sun.
This one is more like Solosis.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so he's based on Hanzo, though. I got it.
Yeah.
He shoots first, and he has a cool furry pal.
And he has dice. That's very key to his character and always has been.
Do you think Solosis hangs out with Mincino? Do you think Mincino is the Chewbacca of the Pokemon world?
If there's a Chewbacca of the Pokemon world, I think we could do better than Mincino.
Well, it's the only one I've spoken about today that was a cute furry dude, so...
Well, keep an eye out, listeners, and see if we spot a button ear out.
You will hear it. Fear
see
not.
See if we identify a better Chewbacca over the course of this session. The name Reuniclus incorporates reunite and nucleus, while the Japanese name Lanculus seems to be a spawned nucleus. Another possible origin for both names could be the cortical homunculus, a metaphorical medical diagram showing the proportion of the brain's attention given to different body parts. Reuniclus, with its enormous hands and head relative to the rest of its body, reflects the proportions of the famous example I remember seeing at the Natural History Museum in London. Whether Reuniclus represents the humblest origins of life on our Earth, or the intellectual peak of the mind, it somehow does it while also being a cute and unique Pokemon. Along with its version-exclusive counterpart, Gothita, it's given me an excuse for some very educational podcast research. Original music for Luke Loves Pokemon is by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork is by Katie Groves. Reuniclus was designed by Keiko Moritsugu. Funding is provided by listeners at patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. For just $1 a month, supporters can listen to episodes a week early, and also help cover hosting and fees, making it possible for me to keep making episodes every week. I love hearing from listeners. Get in touch about upcoming Pokemon on Twitter or Facebook at LukeLovesPKMN. Drop a comment if you're watching the video, or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Coming up are Ducklet and Vanillite, so please get in touch about those or any other monsters. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Solosis, and remember, I love you too.